Worms, Captain of Compost, Doctor of Dirt, Old Natural Howard, and lots of other goofy names. I call him Dad. Here he is, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. It is a time to talk gardening and landscaping and pest control. If you've got any issues, there aren't a lot out there. There's a few that are popping up a little bit. Weather's been beautiful here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and which is a little different. We've had a huge amount of rain, and now really, really pretty weather, and so plants are finally popping out. The cloudy weather and all the rain and, in some cases, waterlogged soil around this part of the world's really held back some things. So now the plants are really popping and going. Some plants really love it, love the conditions, and are doing great. But whatever you have questions about, if you have some interest in doing some new landscaping, new planting, we can talk about that. But any issues that you have, give me a call at 866-444-3478, which is DIRT, 888-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by Victor Pet Foods. VictorDogFood.com is where you go to get more information about these wonderful products that contain no wheat, soy, corn, or gluten, or any chemical preservatives, any of the toxic preservatives. If you haven't looked into it yet, you should. It's really unusual that a pet food company that has this wide range of products doesn't do any of that at all. Some people offer some choices that are along the lines of what we recommend. This company has their entire production that way. Some products are completely grain-free, and you can go that route as well, which is what we're normally doing with Carmen and Tater, but we've tried all the products, and they like them all. I get a little bit of indication that they like some of them a little better than others, but I haven't had them turn down any of the products that we've tried yet. There is cat food from Victor as well, so those of you who have cats, give it a whirl. VictorDogFood.com is the website, and their Facebook page is good to look at, too. Lots of good photographs. So jump on here. We don't have a whole lot to cover for you, and we can go to the phones right away, 866-444-3478. We're going to have a visitor in the second hour talking about Roundup and the relationship between Roundup and autism. For one thing, it's scary stuff, to say the least, and the relationship with other degenerative diseases as well. But we're going to talk about what you can do about it, what precautions you can take, and what curatives are available, what preventative type things. There's some exciting new stuff on the market now that we're going to get into talking about. I've kind of teased you about it a little bit in the past, but it's starting to be much more easily available now. So stay tuned for that. Well, we're in the 8 o'clock hour here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so in other words, the second hour is when we'll get into that. The feds have lowered the their recommendations on fluoride in water, and I've had several people send me copies of this recent news report, including some dentists, and which I appreciate. Appreciate everybody keeping an eye on this. What they've done is they've lowered their recommended levels to 0.7 parts per million. And, well, I guess it says since 1962, the government has been advising water systems to add fluoride to a level of 0.7 parts per million in warmer climates, where people drink more water, 1 to 2 parts per million in the cooler climates. The new standard is 0.7 everywhere. Interesting thing about that, if you've been listening to the debate here in Dallas about going that route, Dallas already has 0.7 in the water in a natural way, natural fluoride in the water. And so what they're doing is spending a million something dollars adding a toxic chemical version of fluoride to the water. And, you know, a lot of us think that's a bad idea. More and more people, including some dentists, are getting on board, changing their mind about it, and agreeing that there's all kinds of reasons not to do that. One, the cost. Two, the related toxic effects, especially related to thyroid and other parts of the body. But you can read about that. We've got a lot of links and things. We've done newsletters about it and talked about it on the show here. And there's still some activity in Dallas. Regina, who you've heard call in on the show here, has lawsuits filed against the people on the city council in Dallas. And that's kind of interesting to keep an eye on, too. So we'll keep you posted on that. The let's see. We're in, as far as gardening goes, we're in kind of limbo, kind of between the first and second major fertilizations of the year. But we are, especially with this cool weather, we're having really cool nights still here in North Texas. It's really a good time for foliar feeding as the plants emerge, as the foliage emerges, and it's still tender but really aggressively growing and everything. That's a great time to do foliar feeding, to do compost tea or fish and seaweed or the entire Garrett juice mixture, which, of course, is what we recommend, the compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. It's a great time to put out the beneficial microbes, beneficial bacteria, and mycorrhizal fungus with that program, especially when you drench that mixture into the soil. You can add it yourself. You can get the microbe products from people like BioSI or Microtech or whoever you want to deal with. Or you can just get the commercial product, Garrett Juice Pro, which already has it in it. If you want to make your own formula, your own Garrett Juice, real simple to do. Formula's on the website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. Our website's in all my books, and it's available for you real easy. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the word guides on the homepage, and you'll go to the place where all my formulas are. Tree trunk goop, sick tree treatment, Garrett juice, all that kind of stuff. The program that we recommend basically is simple, really, really simple. You just stop doing the toxic stuff. You stop doing the using the synthetic fertilizers like Miracle-Gro and Scott's Bonus S and all the high nitrogen synthetic salt fertilizers. And that's the most important step to take. That is much more important than the pesticides, in my opinion. But the pesticides are a problem, too. You want to stop using the toxic pesticides, especially those that lead to, now provenly lead to serious illnesses. Roundup being the top of the list, 2,4-D, very close. And the insecticides and fungicides and all the other sides coming along next. It's not that we recommend those, don't get me wrong, but it is more important to stop using the synthetic fertilizers and build the life in the soil rather than continuing to knock it down with those synthetic products than it is to eliminate the pest control products. The one that's the toughest is Roundup. I'll be honest with you. I've got some friends right now that are involved in a golf course and have used just a tremendous amount of Roundup on the site and on large commercial projects. It's tough to come up with anything that works from an economical standpoint if you're having to take out what's there. Basically, I have two options. I don't think the vinegar and the fatty acids, the organic techniques and products are effective enough to do a real large-scale kind of thing there. So Roundup continues to be the one that's used, but it's a little bit frustrating that so many people still think that Roundup is totally safe and goes away when it hits the ground or the water. I hate seeing it used on aquatic plants probably as much as anywhere because it does stay intact in the water and moves on downstream and fouls up the microbiology in the gut of wildlife, pets, livestock, people, and everything else. So if you're having to be around Roundup, we're going to talk about it in more detail technically and everything, like I said, in the 9 o'clock hour. But the main thing you need to know is that if you work for a landscape company that sprays it all the time, especially if you spray it yourself, or if you're in a city that where they use it on the parks all the time, which happens all over the place, or if you've been involved in big commercial products projects where it's been sprayed a whole lot, you need to be taking probiotics and healthy stuff as much as possible to counteract it. More on all that later. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here for Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, or gluten and are naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor's loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, love the Victor. I feel strongly that your dogs will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store or go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Believe it or not, weight management is more than simply calories in versus calories out. To achieve your ideal weight, your digestive system must function effectively. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author of The Hamptons Diet and science advisor for Doctor of Heroes Probiotics. Research has found that there are regulating factors that control absorption of calories and whether they are stored as fat. One of the most significant influences in our ability to keep fat off is having the proper amounts of beneficial bacteria in our GI tracts. These friendly bacteria help in regulating blood sugar and normalizing our appetite. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's probiotics every day due to its carefully selected strains of live beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health, increase energy through better absorption of nutrients, and help with weight management. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available today. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Howard's latest book, Organic Lawn Care, Growing Grass the Natural Way, will take you step by step through installing and maintaining turf organically. He explains in detail how to establish and maintain a lawn, including planting, mowing, watering, fertilizing, and managing weeds and other pests. Follow the program in Organic Lawn Care, and don't be surprised when your water bill drops 40 to 50% and your lawn is the best looking one on the block. To order, call 866-444-3478. That's 866-444-3478. Or ask for it in your favorite bookstore or garden center.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com. Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. One of the things that Victor Pet Foods brings you is the SPCA Pet Adoption of the Week. And I haven't been doing a very good job of leading this deal the last few weeks and need some help. From previous features, Ritter, Bear, and Scrappy are all still available for adoption and waiting for their permanent homes. Sweet Pea, as you've heard me talk about, is still under veterinary care at the SPCA McKinney location, but she seems to be doing much better. So we've got those three and actually four dogs to help, and we got a new one this week. Pharos, I guess is how it's pronounced, a handsome one-year-old male, 41-pound Labrador mix, got a real happy face. Picture, like all these guys, on our website on dirtdoctor.com, just go to the SPCA button. This is the SPCA button in SPCA in Dallas. Says he loves to play. Trainings are very smart. He learns some tricks already and can learn more. Just a terrific looking dog. So check out his picture. It says all of his treatments have been paid for because he's heartworm positive, but that's fixable and they'll take care of it. He's at the SPCA of Texas, Jan Reese Jones Animal Care Center, 21-2400 Lone Star Drive, I-30 in Hampton. So all of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, ease by there and take a look at these great pets. And wherever you are in the country, the rescue organizations are the best place to get pets, so always check that out. Got a few more things to cover, but let's. Jonathan's been holding a while in Farmers Branch. Let's start with him. Hi, Jonathan.
Hi there.
What's going on?
I have a pretty big problem with pill bugs right now on my veggies and ornamental plants, and it's not just the seedlings either. They're on the larger plants, too. I've tried everything from diatomaceous earth to hot red pepper flakes and powder. I even tried coffee, and they keep coming back.
Well, it's been kind of interesting. This year, I do a show, 30 Minutes with Bob Webster down in San Antonio every Saturday morning, too, and he said that his listeners are calling about the same thing a lot in San Antonio, and he's seen it, too. I haven't seen that in my gardens and the projects I've been involved in, but I've seen a lot of snail problems on the other hand. But the solution for pill bugs, when they're really persistent like that and starting to eat green plants instead of just the brown stuff, which is their normal job, the commercial product spinosad that contains spinosad. Well, the one it contains spinosad. The product name is actually Sluggo Plus.
Okay.
S-L-U-G-G-O, Sluggo.
Okay.
The regular Sluggo is an iron-based product that's for snails and slugs, and it's very effective. The one called Sluggo Plus has had spinosad added to it. So
okay, and that works on the pill bugs.
It works really well on pill bugs. Now, you could just go straight spinosad. There's several brand name products out there. If you look at the active ingredients, it'll say spinosad on the product. Spinosad's not the name of the product itself. It's S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad or spinosad. And it works very well on the pill bugs. The pill bugs are an interesting creature. You know, they're not insects. They're crustaceans. And
yeah.
Their primary job is breaking down organic matter and being very beneficial. But for some reason, every now and then, they decide they're tired eating brown stuff, and they climb up and really do a lot of damage on plants.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you so much for giving me that advice.
One final thing, if you spray compost tea or the Garrett juice or something like that, there are liquid forms of spinosad that you can add, you know, to your spray, and you can go that route as well. Spinosad also comes in dry products. The only negative about it, and a warning, is if you spray it all over the place, it's something we don't recommend because it tends to disorient the honeybees. Doesn't kill them, but it tends to affect their navigation for some reason.
Okay, I'll maybe try to keep it off the flowering.
Yeah. Okay, good luck.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate your call. And we got open lines at 866-444-3478. A couple things from In Howard's Garden. One of the main activities lately, we've had a big party recently for Logan and her new husband, and in working in the garden, I guess the most consistent thing I have to deal with is bamboo forest. If you've seen pictures of our place, we got a lot of pictures on there, and we'll put some additional ones up there of what things are looking like these days, because it's changing all the time. But the big thing about the back of the property is that we have about a third of an acre of bamboo, and people are always fascinated by the fact that I use it as a decorative feature, and I'm not bothered by it. At this time of the year, you just simply have to maintain it. You have to do a specific kind of thing to maintain it, and it really makes it pretty easy to deal with. When the shoots come up, which will grow a couple of feet a day, they need to be knocked off, chopped off with a machete or something like that. And then you kind of scratch around and see where the runners are. And where they are, you take a sharpshooter or an axe or a mattock or something and cut several of those runners in that area. And it kills the bamboo out in that spot. It works very, very well. And you got to do it. You got to be consistent about it. But it works and continues to keep the bamboo from encroaching into areas where you don't want it. More on In Howard's Garden when I come back. 866-444-3478. I'll be back right after this. The website is dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on dirtdoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs.
They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's MedinaAg.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and let's see, what was I going to finish telling you? Oh, the in Howard, and we got open line at 866-444-3478. Talking about the bamboo, another thing that we've got in our garden that's a little unusual is we had an area that drops off in the back tremendously, and we were starting to have some erosion some years ago, and we actually looked into building retaining walls and doing some structural things. It would have been a lot of money. And I was designing that and new decks and various kinds of things. And I came up with an idea to continue what I'd already started to some degree, putting my yard waste and leaves, excess leaves that didn't mulch into the turf well and all, into this area and create kind of a long compost pile, which we did, and then I started fertilizing the bamboo. A lot of people would do just the opposite. They would think that fertilizing it and encouraging it to grow and be more aggressive would be the last thing in the world to do. But I did the opposite because I wanted it to grow more thickly in this compost area in the slope where erosion had started to take place. And now we've basically built up the soil into this incredibly healthy soil slash compost, and it continues to be added to, and we've started fertilizing beyond the fence into the bamboo more so than I ever had. And a couple of things happened. One, I think, was just natural because the bamboo forest that we had, along with a lot of other bamboo in the Dallas-Fort Worth area about 8 years ago, 8, 10 years, maybe as long as 10, but right around 8 probably, it flowered. in Dallas, and a lot of the species, different species, all flowered at the same time. Not 100%, but a lot of them did. And what happens with bamboo when you have flowering is that the bamboo dies. And a lot of people think, oh, goody, goody, that's a great, that's a good opportunity to get rid of the stuff. Well, it's said that it dies. It actually dies back. The primary rhizome system dies. Secondary rhizome system, the smaller rhizomes that are in the ground remain alive and start to grow again. And you have very weak, very small bamboo growing for a while. And it was kind of interesting how long it took for it to come back and be really strong. I think the time and the fertilization has created a situation where the canes are in some cases twice the size that they've been since we bought the house back in 84. And just gigantic shoots are coming out of the ground. And so that project of creating healthier soil, basically a real long compost pile in this erosion problem area, and fertilizing the bamboo to be stronger has solved the problem for the most part. We've got a one area on the edge of our property that's an easement, and a storm sewer comes through. And related to that, we've got some issues, some erosion and things. But I'm doing the same thing there. I'm trying to build up the bamboo around that area to help with the erosion as well. So bamboo is a big problem. It's an invasive as heck plant, and it can be a gigantic problem in some cases. And usually when people ask me about planting it, I'm reluctant to tell them it's a good idea unless it's a specific, a very unusual, specific situation. But if you have it or if you want to use it, it is manageable if you understand the nature of it. It is a big grass. It's like a gigantic Bermuda grass. And you've got to handle it almost the same way. I would say it's easier to control than Bermuda grass in a whole lot of ways. Well, we'll go to the phones, and then I want to catch up on a couple of other things. I want to talk about fertilizer for a little bit. We're still, even though, you know, my friends Bob Webster and John Dromgoole, Malcolm Beck, other people into organics around the country are continuing to teach people about the tremendous difference between synthetic and organic fertilizers. The main fertilizers still being sold out there are the synthetic ones. So I want to get into that just a little more detail for you in a minute. But right now, Mike in Delaware somewhere on the line. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Howard. This is we're here in Fenwick Island, Delaware.
So well, great. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, we're thrilled to have you on the radio here. You started a couple of months ago, and we listen to you every Sunday.
Yeah, terrific.
So I have two simple questions. The first one is, you convinced me that I need to use organic fertilizers, and so I have not a huge garden, but it's a combination of flowers, perennials, annuals, and herbs.
Good.
I'm going to use the Garrett Juice. I haven't used it yet. I got the Garrett Juice Pro.
Right.
And I just wanted to get your guidance in terms of how I should go about that. I'm sure it's fairly simple. But can I use this on the evergreens, the shrubs, as well as the flowers?
Well, that's one of the nice things, Mike, about the whole organic program. We're feeding the soil instead of specifically feeding plants. And
right.
So we use basically the same thing on all plant types.
Okay.
There are a few things, especially if you're in alkaline soils, which you're probably not, or you would do some specialty fertilizers. But for the most part, you do the same thing everywhere, and that is dry organic fertilizer of some kind, you know, broadcast just like you do synthetic fertilizer. And you can do
right.
it in the beginning when you're just getting started like you are three times a year. I wouldn't do it any more than that. And you
right.
can really get by with a couple of times. And then spray the Garrett Juice about once a month if your budget and your time allows. And
Now, does it have to be sprayed, or can it be added to, like, water and then poured on the soil?
Well, especially the Garrett Juice Pro that has the beneficial microbes in it, it's extremely beneficial to pour it and drench it into the soil. I actually
right.
recommend both.
Oh, okay.
And the one mistake people can make when they go organic and they're not familiar with the difference is Some people think that foliar feeding is the only thing they need to do. And what happened, and it'll work, plants will grow and do very well if that's all you do and do it on a regular basis. The problem is the roots of plants get lazy if you go that route. And you end up literally creating a situation where the root system gets weaker. So the best thing to do is to do some dry fertilizer and some liquid drench of Garrett juice in the soil and spray the foliage. There are commercial people who do one dry application a year and then do the liquid spray once a month, or some even, when the budget's limited, do it as little as once a quarter, about three times in a growing season at the most. A lot of it just depends on the budget.
Right. Well, I've been using Miracle-Gro over the last couple of years.
A lot of people do.
And it seems to have worked well, but I'd prefer to go the organic route, and I'm going to give Garrett Juice the try here for this. You know, we've had a very cold winter up here, extremely cold.
Right, sure.
And so our growing season's just getting started.
Right, sure.
So I figure this is a good time to use it.
It's a perfect time for you to use it. You might want to look at our newsletter about beneficial nematodes and trichogramma wasp and get into that. It's a perfect timing for you on those issues as well. But as you wean plants off of the synthetic force-feeding regime that you've been on and go organic, if you use the techniques that we recommend, you won't see a downturn. The plants will be just as healthy, and in a lot of cases even more healthy, and you won't build up the salts in the soil. The soil will get healthier and healthier, and you'll enjoy the gardening more every year.
Fantastic. Now, I have one other quick question.
Sure.
And that is, I have two small mini boxwoods. And they have been, they've survived the last two winters, which have been terrible. Mm-hmm. But at the end of each winter, there's significant brown on the plant, which I've been sort of trimming off. The plant is not dead, and I don't think it's disease, because once the spring, summer gets here, there's no advancing of the brown.
Mm-hmm.
But is there something I can do special for those things to
well,
to
what we call that? The sick tree treatment, Mike, it would be effective on shrubs as well. So if you look at dirtdoctor.com, under the button, it's a word, guides, it'll have the sick tree treatment explained there, and doing that would be the thing to do. It's basically just kind of the organic program on steroids. It's just more of the same things that we recommend. Boxwood have problems with nematodes on the roots. They have various kinds of issues, but all these organic things that we're talking about will help counteract those issues.
Well, fantastic. Thank you so much, and we enjoy listening to you every Sunday. It's part of our routine.
Welcome aboard, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you.
See you
Bye-bye.
Later. Let's go to Ephraim in Indiana someplace. Mold's the problem, huh?
I've been listening to you for like about a month now, and like I said, let me call him and see if I can get some pointers. I got moles, and see, the thing is, like, I don't like killing animals. I mean, like, I saw one crawling around from across the sidewalk into the other yard, and he was nice size, you know what I'm saying, but I just couldn't bring myself to kill him. But I need to get rid of them some
sure.
kind of way.
Well, they can do a lot of damage.
Oh, they tore my, both my yards are just like, you can see all these lumps and humps and stuff, and like, it just really has, it's been, I let it get too far. I mean, like, at least three years now.
And okay, well, let me give you a couple of tips. One thing that you can do for moles, voles, and even gophers is use repellent products that are on the market, and you can find them in the feed stores, farm stores, some of the garden centers, some of the hardware stores, and, of course, online. But look for products that contain castor oil as one of the ingredients. They really don't like castor oil at all. Some of the products have a mixture of castor oil and hot pepper and various other things. The other way to go, and it's worth a try because it's very inexpensive, is to use devices that rattle or give some kind of an electronic buzz on a regular basis. There's one that one of the listeners clued us in about that's in the stores called Harbor Freight, which I'm sure you have in your area. And it's a little comes in a little green box, and it's called a solar mole control or solar mole chaser or something like that. You stick the stake part of it in the ground. It has a little solar panel on the top of it. And every so often, I don't know what the interval is, but every so often it hums and kind of vibrates. And the things, we've gotten pretty good reports that putting them out, they're very inexpensive. They cost about $10. Okay. But putting out as many as you need to cover the area well works effectively.
Okay. I'll try that. So, like, I got one more. I live in it's a real sandy dirt by me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so it drains. It really don't hold no moisture. It drains real quick. And is there any seeds, grass seeds, that can really thrive in an area like
that? Let me talk to you off the air about that. Got to run for a second. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, be back right after this. Maestro Grow, maker of great fertilizers and soil amendments like Texas Tea, Rose Glow, and the Sick Tree Treatment, is now manufacturing Garrett Juice Pro, the advanced mix of Garrett Juice formula. Garrett Juice Pro improves the health of soil and plants with humic acid, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, and hydrolyzed fish, also beneficial bacteria and fungi. Ask for it at garden centers, farm and feed stores, and hardware stores. For Garrett Juice and other fine products, call 940-648-5400 or go to maestrogrow.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Howard Garrett here for Chia Omega. You know, the healthcare professionals often recommend supplementation of omega-3 for cardiovascular health, joint comfort, and healthy cognition. I recommend the all-natural plant-based Chia Omega family of omega-3 formulas. They combine chia oil with ingredients like DHA, EPA, enzymes, CoQ10, and vitamin D3 for enhanced health benefits. You can find Chia Omega at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health, landscaping, gardening, and pest control. In the pet category, I now have a strong dog and cat recommendation. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food I recommend and feed my dogs now, and I think you should try it with your pets as well. They'll enjoy it just like mine do. The formulas that I focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. They're all naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, and enzymes, also probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dog Carmen and Tater look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store. For more information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All right, Howard, back with you. I was talking to Ephraim off the air about grasses, and probably ought to mention to everybody, the grass, there's not very many grasses that you can plant from seed that are turf-type grasses. In sandy soil, Bermuda is going to be the easiest. Some people consider it a giant weed. I kind of do in certain situations myself. Buffalo grass is the other that will grow from seed very easily. It likes heavier soils, you know, more clay soils than sand, but it can grow in sandy soils. And then the cool season, things like bluegrass and fescue and the like can be planted from seed, but they're best planted in the fall. So at this time of the year, in the warm season, the Bermuda, buffalo grass are the main ones. Zoysia needs to be planted solid sod. St. Augustine needs to be planted solid sod. You can plant them in plugs, but you have to work around those plugs for some time. The maintenance is pretty high of taking care of the weed competition in the meantime. So the slower growing grasses, especially zoysia, really needs to be planted solid sod. Barbara is in New Jersey. Talk to her, and then I need to get back to a few things I wanted to cover. Hi, Barbara.
Hello. How are you?
Doing well.
That's great. I love your program.
Thank you, ma'am.
I wanted to ask a question about, I know I heard you, and I've heard you many times speak about Miracle-Gro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just went out and I bought some Miracle-Gro potting soil, the organic one called Nature's Care, and I'm wondering, would that be okay to use? I just bought it.
It's okay, Barbara. Scotts people, Monsanto people and all, you know, they're trying to glom onto the organic industry in some way, you know, so they're throwing that name organic around. The potting soil that they make is not the end of the world to use, so I wouldn't tell you not to use it, but it can be improved greatly because it's basically a peat moss-based product, and I don't like peat moss.
I know. I heard you say that.
So if you can get some compost, like a Black Cow that comes bagged and is available all around, or some other quality compost and mix with it, it'll make it a whole lot better.
Oh, well, this I bought particularly for indoor plants. Will that make it smell?
No, not at all. The compost, the good quality compost out there have a nice, sweet, earthy smell, so that's not an issue at all.
Okay.
There's another material called coconut fiber or core.
Oh, I like coconut fiber.
Yeah, you can mix it with the Miracle-Gro soil, make it better. You can mix some of the sands in, and this helps everybody. In fact, I should have told Ephraim to increase the water-holding capacity of sandy soil, putting in lava sand or any other kind of volcanic sand, green sand, all those things not only help with the mineral content of the soil, but also with the moisture holding. You don't have to water nearly as much.
And what was that first thing you said I could mix in? Before you said the coconut fiber?
Just compost.
compost?
Yeah, there's one. Black Cow has a bagged product, but there's several, and they're pretty easily available around the country. There are others as well. Just look for a good quality compost. Ask the garden centers for some advice, and you'll have to look into it a little bit yourself. Smell it. Make sure it's not anaerobic and stinky. Good quality compost should smell.
That would be all right outside, but...
Oh, sure. Inside, though, there's plenty of them that smell good. Earthworm castings would also be worth looking for, because earthworm castings are basically a high-quality compost, and they have a very mild, mellow, pleasant smell, if any smell at all.
I was looking at this bag that I bought, and you're right. It does. It's like the main ingredient is sphagnum peat moss.
Right.
Peat moss, processed forest products, core, C-O-I-R.
Oh, they do have core in it. That's coconut fiber. Okay.
Yes, and organic fertilizer, see below.
Okay.
And yucca.
Yucca's fine. Yucca is kind of a root stimulant type of product that's fine. That's okay as a base. You know, we don't like to support them because they sell so many toxic products as well. But
I stopped buying the other ones. But when I saw this, I forgot about it because it seemed to be pretty good. And it did say organic. I'm really into organic.
Well, it's okay. Just add some of the other things we like to it. Fertilize with organic fertilizers and you'll be fine.
All right.
Okie doke.
Yes.
Thank you, Barbara. Call us again. I want to thank some people. I'll probably forget some of them, but some of our supporters that helped with getting my gardens together for the party that we had for Bo and Logan this weekend. Unique Lighting, the lighting company that I recommend and have worked with quite a bit, came over and got everything spruced up from that standpoint. King Lawn Sprinkler is my sprinkler company that just does fantastic work. More Tree and Lamberts are always involved with me, and we're helping each other back and forth all the time. Really appreciate what they do. And we've got a new supporter that I'm excited to kind of start telling you about and continue telling you about. You've heard some of their ads running, but we had their system in place for mosquito control. And so far, Judy and I have been very impressed, and most of the attendants, most of the people who came to the party reported very little problem. And we have the worst mosquito property in the world because of the bamboo and the creek behind that part needs to have some work on it because there's stagnant areas of water. So, in other words, we have the perfect situation and real heavy foliage. I mean, I've got way too many plants. But it's called Mosquito Steve's, and you can see the banner ad on our website, and you're going to hear more about them. But basically, it is a very well-researched essential oil product, and they have three things. Own Skin product, which is tremendous. It's the only one that's ever worked for Judy at all. They have they come out and do the service of spraying the whole place with this non-toxic product. And they have a misting system that is so cool because it's portable. It's you can move it around on stakes wherever you want it. And you don't need a whole lot to cover a pretty big property like ours. And voila, it worked very, very well. And we appreciate the help from all the other people. Lots of other people helped us with getting the gardens together and other parts of the event, and we'll tell you more about it as we go, and we'll have photographs to show you what went on as soon as I have time to do that. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. We'll have a guest in the next hour. See you then.